What do you mean I don't want to work? I'm the only one in this fucking family that busts their ass every day, day in, day out, since he fucking started working for him.
How could they say that?
If somebody that's calls off, up. Who goes
that
and does it?
That is fucked
me?
Up.
That's so for you to sit here and talk to me like this, your little ass, and see, push your what do you mean I'm talking about? Your head's getting big.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
So CDL.
Thinking about it, I'm trying to think of something where I could, something I'd enjoy. I'm sick of. If I get a different job, I want something that I enjoy.
You're looking to prostitution. That sounds fun.
I think being on, as long as I ain't got to do it in winter and travel across the top of the state.
The country, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the thing
I'd
is.
I'd rather drive here to south and back.
With it, when you, to get your CDL, you're going to have to go to a school.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to work for somebody else. Probably Schneider. You might, you know, Schneider, they train their drivers and they deliver. You don't have a choice. They go, you go where they tell you. But that's good because then you'll get experience.
What is it, like a year class or something?
Oh, you sign a contract. It's a few years. It's a few years. You have to work for them.
Well, yeah, like Swift or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Walmart.
I don't know. Do they train drivers at Walmart?
I don't know.
But because you have a you have to work a contract for them for so long, 5-6 years. I don't know. It could be longer. And then you can start looking for other jobs, for other companies, or buy your own truck, become your own boss. Now, being an owner operator, that comes with a lot of bills, expensive bills. But again, you're your own boss.
No, I just rather drive a truck for somebody else.
There you
go. I don't
care
about myself.
Then don't even be an owner operator. Just look for a good paying job.
No,
because being single.
I know, like Jasmine's man. This is what he does. He picks up a truck in Dunkirk, takes it to Buffalo, drops the trailer off. Picks another trailer up, drives it back to Dunkirk, then stops at Dunkirk, picks another trailer up, drives it to West Virginia, meets his dad, him and his dad switch to trailers, and he comes back and drops it off at Dunkirk and goes home.
You won't be able to get a sweet job like that right off the jump. Well, you might, but odds are you'll have to be a while. Now, it's a process, but it's worth it, because like you said, that's all he does.
Like, I'd drive from here to Florida, be on the road for 7 days.
Absolutely.
Get a week off. Week on, week off. Because he makes like $2,000 a week doing that.
Yep, it's a good paying job.
Truck driving?
Yeah.
It's real good paying. Real good.
Really? I thought like truck drivers were like some nasty bums who barely made any money.
No.
And like slept in the truck.
You should see their houses, they're just never home.
They're just never home. They make a lot of money.
They're on the road because they might be in the same clothes they've been on for 5 days. Where are they showering?
Their truck stops.
Yeah, again, yeah, it's.
Are you going to pay $7 a day to take a shower, or are you just going to keep driving? Sometimes you ain't got time now.
Yeah, sometimes you're on a deadline.
Yeah, and you don't have time to do any of that or stops. You know, you got to sleep so long, but.
That's weird.
Some truck drivers are probably dirtbags, but I'm just saying that.
Are you serious?
They make real good money.
My dad was a truck driver. My brother's a truck driver. I don't really talk to them, but. They are.
Shit, if you ain't got your CDL, you'd get probably hired right away. Because
so how are you going to come over here and like smoke with my dad if you're going to be all the way out driving?
You won't be able to smoke at all. I just realized that. You got CDL, that's federal. You can't smoke weed at all.
Yeah, I could.
That's naughty.
Nice. I passed probation tests forever on that. Lab tests and all.
Okay, if you think you can get it done, get it done.
As long as you're not pulling a hair.
I don't know what they do.
they might change it up and start doing something different because of that. But
then again, my cousin, I'm going to leave his name out. I know he used to drive truck, and he's been talking a lot about smoking weed lately. So maybe I don't know. They couldn't because it's still federal.
Maybe because it's federally regulated. He has a New York State one. He's allowed to.
But it's federal. Or maybe.
The states overrule federal, though.
No, they don't.
Within the states.
Within the state, okay. Well, maybe it's because he's only delivering in here. Maybe that's right. Maybe
if he was like had a Florida one, yeah, I could see them or those Texas Republican states going after you. But even in Florida, they have dispensaries too. They're hiring for down there. What it is, it's for the medical people. I didn't know they did medical in Florida.
There's no such thing as medical marijuana. I hate that fucking term.
It's just pill form. That's all it is.
No, there's no such thing as medical. It's all just marijuana. It's all just cannabis. It's not medical. It is what it is. It's fucking a plant that helps you. No matter what your god, even if you don't have a goddamn disability, it fucking helps you. It makes your life better. It's a good fucking thing. I'm just saying.
Well, the thing with that is that everyone's bodies react different to different things.
That's 100% true.
Because my mom doesn't like smoking weed. She says it makes her feel weird and stuff, and she doesn't like the feeling of it. It doesn't help her in any way.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
So, why is it somebody else's job to tell me that I can and cannot smoke weed or do anything to my body? It shouldn't be a governmental decision.
What?
Are you the chopper?
For right now.
Yeah, but then what do you say when...
No, go ahead.
Transgenders and children, their body, their choice then, right?
Exactly.
I don't think that's right, though. I don't think no parents should be in charge of...
Well, you see, for children, it's not really their body because they're not fully grown yet. Once it's their body, I'm going to say after 25, once their brain is fully developed, then I think you should be allowed to make decisions on your own.
Once you're independent.
Yeah, well, not so much independent, just then, once you're fully formed.
Ew. Then other things need to fall... In line with that, like,
well, he criminal records. Know where he's going.
No.
Why are teens tried as adults at young ages?
Let me see.
Why their brains aren't fully developed.
100%. They shouldn't be.
See, this is what you're talking about.
But what about women that get abortion after abortion after abortion as birth control? Should they be allowed to get unlimited abortion because it's their body, their choice? How's that fair to people that pay for it when all you have to do is be responsible enough to take a pill every day or get an IUD? Or
you have two?
Multiple other forms
within a
of birth
certain
control.
Amount of time, you should.
I'm not against abortion. I am against them using them as a
birth control. I would agree with that.
But that's their body, their choice. Do you see how?
Yeah. Okay, I get your point.
Not only that, but there's some really mental cases that you say, "My body, my choice." Give them free ability to do whatever they want to their body. What about people that are about to die and they want to kill themselves?
I think that should be allowed as well.
And they ask them, maybe do it.
Innocent by association.
But they would be charged with murder.
That's why I said they should be innocent by association. Just by because...
No, I think if you want to kill yourself, you should get punched in your fucking face.
Why?
Because...
I'm talking about people that are already dying on their road instead of them wanting to suffer.
You didn't
like
specify.
The no DNR yes, thing.
Well, she did earlier.
Not to me, you didn't. I wasn't listening to this now.
Well, then that's your fault.
No DNR is practically like suicide.
No, it's not.
No, not a lot of people have DNRs.
Yeah, no.
A lot of people have DNRs.
A lot of people do, but a lot of people don't.
It's not suicide. It's just they don't want to be resuscitated. If they're gone, they're gone. They don't want to...
It's for people that give up.
Yeah.
Don't have that fight no more in them.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
I want to get zapped live every fucking time.
You want to live on a machine?
Yep.
If I was like that, I'd be
dead. I paid for the motherfucker and let me use it.
I would have died at 25 if I was do not resuscitate.
Hey, you got to give them people a job, right?
You were 25 in your accident?
By machine.
Yep. I turned 22 in a coma.
You never want to be a part robot?
No.
I don't mind being bionic.
Well, you can live on a machine then, a ventilator, a part robot. Now.
But, I don't think that's I think you have to be cognizant. You have to be aware of your surroundings, be able to interact with my surroundings. If I can't do that, I don't want to be alive.
What's the difference of that?
Okay, see, here's my
family
look. Okay,
matter,
I'm going to say, all right, you know what? My shit ain't working. They don't have nothing for me. I'm never going to be there to pull the book. The next day, we came up with the greatest invention in the world. Look, it will bring back this retard. He's all together again.
Well, then.
The next day, and I fucked up, so I pulled the plug.
C'est la vie. That's life.
Some people believe in it. That's why they're frozen.
Yeah, that's what... Just in case, huh?
Yeah.
That one day it's going to come, and they're going to get them free. Get that, whatever
they need.
The
only problem is what are you doing?
Are
you locked in? Are you stuck?
What?
In between? Like, I don't know.
What?
Like, in between life and death?
Yeah, like, are you stuck? Like, could you be going into heaven, but you're not because your body's still here and still alive?
Well,
but you're not conscious? Mm. Would you want to be stuck? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, I want to hang out around here and fuck with people.
No, I'm not saying, like that, like I'm just saying, what if you're like, it's just dark and you're just waiting?
Well, I've thought about that enough. I don't need to think about it.
Well,
so you know how people like
it's not, you want to know, like, what it is? You see everything.
I think you just die.
You do. There ain't no good about it. You do. You see everything. You get to see all the people you want. You get to see everything.
Yeah, but they say you can do that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what they
that's
say.
That's a nice thought.
I've never been wrong. That's what I say, and that's what it is.
Well, I disagree about that.
You know what? And live a miserable fucking life. I'm sitting here telling you, you get to see everyone. You die, and you get to see fucking everything.
Well, I heard you could do that from
heaven.
That's
on the bats again. Huh? From heaven?
Let us home? Yeah.
Who?
So it doesn't matter.
Has there ever been anybody in heaven that told you?
No, but has he ever had anybody from being comatose
holding
that?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you being comatose I can tell you being comatose, no, you don't. I don't remember anything from my coma.
You don't remember because
I heard there are people that do remember certain shit from their coma where they were like.
I remember waking up.
Yeah, I know. What I was trying to say
doctor,
is that.
My drug dealer, wake up yelling for him.
I remember when I died.
Well, I was in the induced coma.
I seen everything.
Where I could come out. I was drugged up.
I was in an induced coma, but then they didn't. When it took me a while. Once they took me off the medication, it took me a while to come out.
I know. Once I came out, I had the most energy I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Did God put his hand
on me? Everything was different. Like, brighter. Everything was like. I don't know if it
I've
was.
I've heard people like have life. Like
near death experiences.
Yeah, near death experiences where they seen.
See, this is what I can't explain. What you're saying. This lady was sitting on the end of my bed.
Everyone ignores me. I told everyone.
Trump.
The lady was sitting at the end of my bed. I was messed up at the beginning of the coma.
Shut up, bro.
And she said, "You're too young. It's not your time to go with me." And I asked her, "Who are you?" Like
apparently.
That. She said, "Your grandma." That wasn't apparently. The grandma I knew. I thought it was a nurse this whole time, all this and that. I'm sitting at my mom's house a year after my accident. She goes, "Here's a picture of my mom. She died when my mom was 8.
He's water.
She was sitting on the same, or she wasn't sitting at the bed. She was sitting on a couch. She's sitting on the same damn couch in the picture, black and white. When my dad's talking to her, we're black and white. Like, it was like, I don't know, I've never seen that picture before in my life. Something I can't explain. It was her. And I've never ever even seen a picture of her or nothing in my life.
That's... I'm a grandma. It's odd.
I thought it would have been my other grandma because I was her favorite grandchild.
Well, you maybe, thought.
Maybe I've my mom was there praying. When I was sleep paralyzed, I've never met before a day in my life.
You've been sleep... I've heard that sleep paralyzed...
I was trying to scream and move and I couldn't.
Oh, I hate
and
this.
And the person
that
was like...
When you try to scream, it's...
The person that was standing there was somebody who died.
Oh, my God. I've had that happen.
I didn't know them.
I
just know that they died from the Facebook.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was the scariest fucking thing I've experienced in my life.
What?
A dead person.
Apparently, when you know somebody who died, they died. Who was it? Some people like said when they died, says that they were going through their entire life all over again.
I know.
That's what happens. You go all the way back to the beginning. And your life gets better and better every time around. When you get to the top.
I seen this one video of this grandma that died, and this her daughter put a burn, like a mark on her back of her neck. Then a couple months later, she got pregnant and had a kid. The kid had the exact same birthmark.
So, come on, you can't just bully your way up.
He's like, I can do whatever I want.
There is like this much room. Now it looks like we got a whole cushion.
Huh?
Are they hereditary?
Birthmarks?
I don't know nothing about birthmark. I don't have one.
So I have a birthmark.
I've never ever.
I was born. Is it on your shoulders?
Barcode. No.
It was a joke. Your ring?
Yeah, my ring finger. It's a heart.
I used to have the Playboy Bunny on my finger. It's kind
of... He looks birthmark at the bottom of his foot. Mine's right here. Trey's is in the back.
My back here.
Trey's a birthmark?
Back of my...
I have a birthmark?
Yeah. I got a birthmark on my taint.
And I don't think Camden has a birthmark.
Mine must be on my backside because I've never seen it.
Maybe it's just white.
I wonder if Camden's birthmark is his ear.
No, what's the...
My earlobes aren't attached.
No, it's fucking...
Neither is
mine.
My earlobes aren't attached.
Caleb,
Cam's
ears are attached.
My ears are attached.
Cam is always laying down.
You can see it once you get you have red on the back of your neck. When you get your hair cut, you can see it a lot better. And Kay's is at the bottom of his foot.
Oh, yeah.
I have the coolest birthmark out
you
of
do
all.
Have.
I got them all over. They're called stretch marks.
Well, you weren't born with them, then.
I got stretch marks.
I have stretch marks.
I have stretch marks.
Here, and here on my thighs right here.
Can't ask stretch marks.
I got them bad here because they took skin grafts.
I have them all here for bearing children.
I have them there for being fat.
I got them there.
I got here from Washington.
I love trails.
I had them from being fat, and they just took it for skin graft.
You're such a pretty poppers. You truly are a pretty poppers.
He's such a distinguished gentleman. You can tell he's a puppy all up in the face here.
Huh? Do you think that it's weird that one day Trump's going to die?
I don't think about it.
All dogs go to heaven.
Not all of them.
It's bullshit. They made a movie
seen the
everything.
Movie?
You know what? Sad well, part?
You never seen the movie?
They even made a movie.
Everybody in this room will. But this man here could outlive all of us.
Yeah,
we could all go before him. You know what I mean? So does it.
Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just
anything can happen. Anything can happen. And for damn sure.
I know who's going to outlive all of us. No. Trump will. The youngest
will probably. I want to live to be at least 100.
I'm going to live before eternity.
Honestly, there's a good chance you probably will.
You remember when I told you about this one thing?
I will live forever, because legends never die.
There's this thing.
Michael Jordan.
I wonder if that comes at a certain time in your life when you think about
Michael Jordan isn't dead. Oh, wait, no, he's not.
No, he's not
in
dead.
His 50s. That was Kobe. He's in,
Kobe?
Michael Jordan's in his 50s.
Kobe Bryant's dead.
Yeah.
Well,
he died in a helicopter accident.
He's a legend, so he'll never. Crack. People still talk about him, so he's not really dead.
I'm just saying.
The MJ pedophile.
Do you feel that way at a certain point in time in your life?
I'm sorry.
Because I could not imagine living until I was 100.
Why?
Because who the fuck would want to be miserable and?
Why would you be
for
miserable?
100? Because
life
sucks.
Is what you make. Because
life sucks, she says.
Listen, life is what you make.
100%. I'm with Mr. Phil's 100% right there.
If you think it's going to be miserable, it's because you're going to make it miserable.
No.
You
want to
know what it is? Listen, I try to preach it all the time. Positivity.
Me too. I try to preach that shit too.
You can't think about and talk about negative. Even if it's something bad, we need to start. Not you. I'm saying me. Everyone in the world needs to find a positive thing out of it. Even if it's something fucked up, somehow find something
positivity
and talk about that.
Yep.
You know.
Well, what about people that are like dealing with
death?
Crazy?
But you know what? You're not.
I understand.
So,
I'm not, but life hasn't been so great to me all the time.
Well, then that.
Who would want to go through that cycle every single day for 100 fucking years? Besides you guys.
Well,
certain
Jesus.
People like.
Okay, we're here in a room. There's two of us right off the bat. Uncle, I'm sure.
I just couldn't imagine going through.
Because it can get
better. And when you get
older,
it gets.
It's all about perspective. It's all about perspective.
It's hard to
you
do.
You lose everything
it's
one
really
day and scratch $1 million lottery ticket.
Your life is hard right
who do you
now.
You know, has done that.
Your
I
life.
I know someone at my work. I went into work and I didn't see the lady standing there, and I'm like, "Where the hell's Judy? Oh, you didn't hear? Hear what? On lunch break, she went down to the gas station, bought a $5 lottery ticket, scratched it off $1 million. I'm like, no fucking way. Yup. Next thing I know, like 3 weeks later. Come in, there's fucking pizza, chicken wings for all the employees and everything. She bought the whole fucking shop.
Shut
pizza
up,
Trump. I would too, you know, she worked there a long time.
Trump.
And she kept working there too after she won. You've seen her. We went to she's always working at Asheville General. Her name's Judy.
Okay.
And she lives somewhere because we went to her house for a yard sale one time. They had that clay pigeon shooter I was wanting to get, but I never did talk about it.
Bad stuff doesn't happen just because you have money.
I never really...
Bad stuff doesn't happen, just stop happening because you have money.
No, but just imagine the bad stuff happened while you're sitting in your Lamborghini.
Is he allowed to have that,
mansion.
Whatever he has?
Why that homeless guy on the street who has three homeless guys never... won the lottery.
I get the whole thing.
Well,
I
understand that, but
why,
that's why
you
have to try it.
Bless somebody.
Give it
a
whirl.
McDonald's.
If we get everyone to start thinking positive,
right?
And
no,
it just it makes it better, and you might see something that you're not seeing now.
Streets.
No, I get the whole concept. I'm just saying.
Just don't happen.
I just wonder if that.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Mind frame hit you at a certain point.
There is no God. No, there is no God. God doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
There's something.
There's definitely a God.
What I do not know, but there's something.
I know there's a God. I've met him.
You met him?
He's inside of me.
See, that's weird you say that because I've been through a life-changing experience and I don't really believe in him either.
He's inside of everyone.
I've
And everybody will be like, oh, you should thank God. It's like...
Why? Why did God put me in that position? The best thing
about it is he don't pull out.
Why did God put me in that position?
I was lucky, and after that, it was my willpower to get to
where I'm. He's always here with us.
You know what I mean?
Can you stop?
What is so? Because
if there was one, he would.
Listen, nobody wants their hands out like this. That's not how you hand.
Exactly.
Their mouth.
Exactly.
You just put their hands all up where your mouth is.
Now that was all your hand, whatever your hand touched.
Scratching your balls.
Put on top of my cup. That's not how you handle cups. You want to handle your own cup like that.
It all happens for a reason, but
you don't grab someone else's cup.
I don't agree with that.
The reason was what? I jumped in the car.
I agree. I think that something happens and then you make a reason for that happening just so you can justify it. Because that's all we humans do is just we work to justify our actions. Why don't we choose better actions? Why don't we make better decisions so we don't have to work to justify?
You hear that, Kina? Make better decisions.
I mean, everybody knows right from wrong, but what's the right decision or wrong decision until you actually do it?
When you have negative
outcomes. When a million other people have done it already?
When you look at the cost-benefit analysis, if you make this decision, what's going to happen? How many people are going to be affected if I make this decision? How many people are going to be affected negatively if I make this decision? How many people are going to be affected negatively if I make this decision?
How am I going to be affected?
Yeah, I would look at it.
Well, that's how I make my decisions.
No, you
got
to think
about
yourself,
too. Who
cares
about other people? You're supposed to think of yourself.
You got to care about other people, too.
I'm just
joking. That's why everyone hates me around here.
But they say yourself is supposed to come first.
Never. I very rarely put myself. Well, when it comes to I spend money on myself first, but decision making, I'm never the first one to be happy in almost any decision. A lot of decisions I make, I think will make my girl happy if I make this decision. And
happy wife is a happy life.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't do things intentionally to piss her off. No, she may think I do, but I don't. It's just shit happens. And oops, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't intend for you to take it the way you took it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but then, with me, my girl, it was my decision to stay here. It was my decision to let her stay there. But it was my decision to still be in this situation.
Yeah, you have. Honestly,
the door is literally open.
The door is open. Yeah. He's in there trying to get something on the outside of the cage.
You are the only one that you can blame for your life, because only you can make decisions.
If you want to go get it,
exactly. And if you don't, leave it be.
Well, not everyone.
That's in the predicament.
You're not
in
charge of it 100%.
Do your own makeup, but I
you're in charge of how you react to everything, the choices you make. How you react. Because that's all life is, just a bunch of reactions. A bunch of choices on how you react, so you have to choose how to react. That's why when you're young, you make a lot of mistakes, because you don't know consequences yet. Once you learn consequences...
It's not that you don't know, it's you didn't listen to the consequences that were going to happen. Because all the shit that happened to me when I was younger growing up, I heard my parents say, I want to do that or don't do that. And I did it.
Yep. But you can never tell somebody else anything. They have to learn for themselves. And I hate that.
No, some people do, though.
There are those intelligent ones out there that heed advice.
You know, when you 100%. Look at some guy that fucking has his face completely scarred and say, don't play with matches. Kind of say that. I'm gonna listen to that one.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, somebody you look up to.
I knew
a
boy.
Yeah.
His face.
All fucked up. Yeah.
Up in,
you want to know what was fucked up? I was watching a TV show a long time ago, one of them talk shows, and they have guests on.
Where did
this girl came on? And her whole she was unrecognizable. She was a black girl. She, the whole face was scarred. Her mouth, she talked like this, and her ears were like nothing, just little holes here and stuff like that. She was fucked up bad. And they showed a picture of her, and she was super pretty. You want to know what happened to her? And she still to this day don't know who, don't know why, don't know, you know, any of that. She was sitting in her car waiting for something, and some guy came up and asked her for money, and she said, no, I don't have none, I'm sorry. And then 2 seconds later, some guy came up with a cup full of fucking acid.
Oh, I remember hearing about that shit.
Fucking went like this right into her fucking face. And yeah, that was fucked up.
Kiana, I hate to be that dude, but that's really loud when you dig in there and we're recording.
Sorry.
Just an FYI, thank you.
Like Dr. Phil or something?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was watching the show.
I've seen something.
Some talk show.
Now that you're thinking about it.
I think it was like Dr. Phil too, maybe. It was a show like Dr. Phil. It might have been Dr. Phil, but it happened to some black girl, and they showed a picture. I think she might have even possibly been in like maybe some beauty pageant type stuff. She was super pretty, but like you wouldn't even have known after what happened to that acid, and that's just fucked up.
That's again. That's I hate to say it, but that's fucked. That's life. C'est la vie.
I remember watching this video about some girl who owned a monkey named Travis, and she had him since she was
she had her neighbor's friend's face off.
Because he was like she was feeding the monkey like Xanax or something like that.
Oh, so she had for owning a monkey, I guess.
Well, look at the lady that was trying to train the deer.
Look at Carol Baskin's husband.
By giving it.
Who even is Carol Baskin?
Tiger King, I guess.
No.
Yeah, Tiger that's King. Fucked up about that.
Nemesis.
Yeah. You hear about that one?
I'm sorry?
Damn it. Carol
lady
Baskin.
And deer.
You Carol bitch.
Carol fucking Baskin. I remember now.
This lady would take deer in her house and train them to.
Carol,
oh, boy, didn't I, don't we have a video of
I've never heard about that.
So she would do it. She'd get a line.
Goddamn Carol Baskin.
And she would send them in front of the people's house. You know what
like,
I mean?
Why is that like,
running near
because
people said that she or her husband what, like came up missing or something. And they said Carol Baskin fed him to the tigers.
She owned
tigers.
And, the Tiger King.
Window and she was fucking
he was trying to out
trying
him.
Trying to hire people to kill her or some shit.
Yeah, and then he
true
tried
story.
To kill her.
I believe it.
Trump? Fat bastard.
He got some time in there, didn't he? Like 20 years or better?
I think he's still in there, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, he's still in there. He tried
you
to write to the president.
Oh, right here, babe.
Get out of it.
Who's that?
The Lion
King.
Let me see.
Is that a BB gun or a real gun?
That's a real fucking gun.
A BB? What the fuck am I shooting a BB
gun? Does that sound like a BB gun to you?
Trump, stop! Send me that video.
Trump!
Come here, buddy. Come here. Come here, buddy. You're alright.
I still don't know the story behind that. With the lion and Carol Baskin.
Yeah, I don't either. That was like really cool.
You know who's getting out of prison?
Watch Lion King on Netflix.
He's in jail? I thought he died.
No.
Did he get hit by a lion?
Nope. Oh, you know Carol Baskin's husband? I've heard that he's returned, that they found him.
You know who's getting out of prison soon?
Travis.
Ew. Nobody's fucking talking about him. Gypsy Rose.
Oh, yeah, she is getting out of prison
soon.
Who's
that?
Her mom made her fake a bunch of disabilities, and she had
like told her that she was, couldn't walk, put her in a wheelchair, fucking used her for charity to get money. Then she ended up killing her mom.
With her psycho boyfriend.
And they put her in prison, which I think was completely ridiculous. They should never put her
I know
in
that
prison.
One girl's out of prison for killing her family, but she ain't allowed in Chautauqua County. Hell and that little boy, he got out.
You know, it was really
not
sad.
Too long ago from out
Casey
there
Anthony
in Salamanca.
Prison.
Yeah, she was at Disneyland the other day.
Fuck that bitch.
Was
you can assume all you want. It doesn't matter.
No, I understand
know.
That, but she just recently came out with a documentary where she tells her side of the story. Mm-hmm. And she basically said that her dad was a rapist. And she was okay with leaving her daughter with him.
Yeah, that's not cool.
If your dad did that to you, why in hell would you leave your kid with your dad?
I don't know, but she was at Disneyland. Just the other day, it was on the news. Booking a hotel.
That case was sad. How are you not going to...
Well, who's that one lady? Remember when it all first started years ago when that one lady drove her kids into the fucking lake? That's when all that crazy shit started, really. Isn't it? When people started killing their fucking kids.
Yeah, Susan...
B. Anthony?
No, she's on the flag. I don't think she killed her kids.
She might have.
She might have. Who knows?
She was swallowing them.
How do I save this? Turn up for it.
What do you mean save it?
Screen record.
You got it on your phone already?
Not yet.
You got me on Facebook shooting a gun, honey?
You can see your face.
Well, they already know who it is.
Oh, should I delete it? I recorded it. It's been on there since 2020.
This should be alright, but still, it's...
It's not that great camera quality. You can't see your face. Can't tell it's you.
Right, that's you? I thought that was the dude that we were just talking about.
That's Jack.
You thought that was the Tiger King?
Yes.
I
didn't get a good look.
You did too? I did. She said about Tiger King.
See?
I was watching
that. All these people.
I don't even know the story behind it.
I saw that video when it when I really sent don't. It to me. I saw it.
Shut up.
And then Jesse says, send that to me. So I thought, alright. I know
who
you
it was.
Did.
I <too did.
laughs> It's okay, Dennis. We're stupid together.
We're the two that don't know nothing about it. That's why we get...
What?
You guys don't know what the Tiger King looked like?
No, I don't even know a story
behind
it or
nothing. I know Mackenzie and somebody else dressed up as people.
I heard a story about how some dude got ate by
a
tiger. I don't know.
That wasn't him. You just want attention. There's your problem. That's why you're getting into stuff.
That looks like that'd be a cool magazine right there. Mysteries, murder mysteries. That's really a magazine.
What's the matter, buddy?
I'm always watching those.
You guys, the Tiger King is a homo.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's gay. You didn't know he was gay?
No, I knew he was gay. I was like,
see, I think that's where I got it confused because the guy who got attacked in Vegas,
that
he was
dude?
Gay too.
Yeah, that's the Tiger King.
Isn't he in jail?
So I was always like, okay.
He was really popular.
I'm
when
back
he first
came out. Keep him wrong.
That's because he just went to jail, I think.
He was really popular when the scamdemic started.
See? That's him and his two husbands.
Huh?
Feed him meth and give him dick.
Mm-hmm. Smoke this meth. I'm going to teach
that's
you
Carol
how to
Baskin.
Carol Baskin. Yo, didn't she just get invited to something not too long ago? Something, and you're like, what? Why the fuck did she get invited to fuck a man?
I think so, yeah.
It was something wild, too.
Was it the Wacky and Wild World
was
Adventure
the Tiger
of Carol
King
Baskin?
And Carol Baskin married?
No, they were not.
He was
just,
gay.
Did you not hear what we said? Well, they hated each other. And yeah, he's gay.
Then why did she try to kill him?
She didn't.
He
You're
tried
confused.
Killing her.
Oh. Then who did she push inside the tiger cage?
No, they say that she killed her husband.
So
fed him to the
You don't
her
even
lines.
Know half the stuff I do.
Carol Baskin owned tigers. The Tiger King owned tigers.
Lindsay only knows
town.
My trash.
Their
That's it,
arch
though.
Nemesis. Carol Baskin's husband came up missing. So people said that she fed him to
so
the tigers.
My replacement's ready?
But because they were arch nemesis and lived in the same thing, Carol Baskin was trying to go after him for treating his tigers like shit. So that
well,
he
the thing was
hired hitmen.
I thought we were going to do what I said, is we go through
yeah.
areas
and
do
and
that. And then all of a sudden everything switched.
Yeah, I thought.
Why is the car running?
Why is it running? I was going to go tanning.
Do you have like a December or something? It's like 50 some degrees out here.
Yeah.
So the following is one side of a conversation that Dennis had on the phone with his sister. His sister was given control of his dad's company. The company which Dennis has been busting his ass trying to get up and keep going for his father. And now they're taking it away from him. They're just being stupid. They really did him dirty.
I ain't saying you gotta overload yourself down there, but have people cross-trained if they're gonna allow you to allow people to do that. Before we couldn't. We're only allowed to have so many people down there. That was it. Right?
Yes.
Well, what I was doing was going to take, if I did everything, it'd take me probably about 52 hours. You got to figure, okay, I'm at 31 right now, but I don't have my day in for Friday. And the reason why I went in at 10, I just think it's shady how it all went up. But I knew since you bought the van, I'm not stupid. I need a paycheck right now. I'm going to keep going, but I know what you guys are going to do. First of all, you're going to try taking the 100 away from me that they give me for SKF. But then you're going to have to find somebody to do all that because I'm done doing it. Second of all, if you're going to take your husband and cut in my floor stuff, I'm gone. I'm gone. I will start my own business. You want me gone? Is that what you're saying? You know this is, you ain't got to worry about me. Have fun with Ashley and Wendy too. They ain't happy. From what I hear, she's gonna quit. But I don't know. You know what I mean? Just to let you know, I ain't gonna go no 15 years of never calling off with you boss now. I'm not gonna be scared to call off. I'm not, you know what I mean? If I'm sick, I'm sick. Know how many days I've worked through sickness and all this and that because it was for my mom and dad. This is my sister. This is different.
Vacation.
That's so far. It's gonna split up the family, bro.
I know it's gonna.
For sure.
They just split up the whole family and what they did. Depends how big your head gets. That's what I'm saying. I know what you guys are going to try doing to me, and if that's the thing, like I sent you, the middle finger.
You're slaying, Dennis.
What do you mean I don't want to work? I'm the only one in this fucking family that busts their ass every day, day in, day out, since he fucking started working for him.
How could they say that?
If somebody that's calls off, up. Who goes
that
and does it?
That is fucked
me?
Up.
That's for so you to sit here and talk to me like this, your little ass, and see, push your what do you mean I'm talking about? Your head's getting big. Have a good day.
Jesus that's Christ. That is fucked up.
He just came out and says he don't want to work.
What? The
motherfucker works more than anybody on that.
I've been worried about this dude.
He can barely even take vacation. What are you talking about?
That's fucked up.
I've been worried about this dude because he's working so goddamn hard. Fuck that.
I'll cut you a paycheck right now if you just want to be done.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Your sister? Yeah.
So what? No. She pretty much says now she's the owner of the company?
They've owned it since the... She goes, you can think what you want with that, but... You know
what I mean? Then how does she have authority to do that?
I don't
want
to talk to none of them.
She owns the company. She can't do that unless she didn't have authority to do so.
I'm trying to work with you. Make a plan that works for everybody. You know, that works for you since you bought the business.
The company.
How does she get to go beneath anyone? Isn't she the youngest, or is Ashley the youngest?
Ashley. Supposedly Ashley's pissed she wants to quit her job at Hope's. But Jordan That's says, good. No, I talked to her. Ashley's fine.
So she just undercuts everyone. You guys don't get an opportunity to make no bid on the business.
If you
want to
put in a thing, put in a thing. No, you already bought it.
What, a bid?
You already bought it.
Is that what she said? If you want to put a bid in?
She already bought the company. Dennis is right. There's no way. She can't make those
those
decisions. No, that's what I gotta do. I gotta keep my cool so that they don't get rid of me, so I go in there and talk to the fucking guy who hired us. And say, I'm going to tell him everything that's going on. Be like, hey, I'm the grunt. My other two sisters are the grunts. I'm going to lie. I'm going to say we're going in with each other. You know, as soon as it falls apart here and I leave, here's my number. You know, I'll come take care of it. But you're getting a person who's just the keyboard gangster.
Yeah.
Pencil pushers. Always the fucking pencil pushers, man. Always the fucking pencil pushers.
I think they know better.
Why does she keep texting me? I'm gonna block you.
Yeah, they don't do any of the work.
How old is this girl?
How old is she?
Yeah.
She's got a master's degree in business, so she thinks she's fucking...
So she's a fucking educated idiot.
No, you know the one that goes for walks in Miami all the time.
She's an educated idiot, is what you're saying.
You can always tell. You always seen it. Every time fucking... Them two always seemed the closest. Chris and Jordan. Anytime you see Chris walking, Jordan is right next to her going on these walks. Going and doing this. They started this fucking clothes business thing with the printers and all this and shit together. They always seemed real close, like she was the number one fucking child.
They're cutthroat is what they're doing. They're
cutthroat. Everybody. Not just you. Wendy, everything. Fuck everyone else in the family. Jordan gets it. They should have said, okay, well, listen, this is what we're going to do. We want to sell the company.
Even Trina, even though she's in Florida, she's a kid.
We want to sell the company. We want you kids to have the first opportunity at it. That's what they should have did.
Yeah.
Not just, hey, Jordan, you want to buy the business? Okay. Well, we're going to sell this business to Jordan. Like, what
I
the
know,
fuck?
I know. It really pisses Wendy off because we did the grunt work.
Yeah, you and Wendy were always the one going
and
there doing
I
all the motherfucking
had her
work.
Talking about going in
and Wendy
the
had
business.
To deal with fucking
then I
Paul.
About
Wendy had to deal
them.
With Travis.
You should. You should.
Just step in and take
you,
the job from
you fucking, like, you definitely should.
Use your degree now, bitch.
This is that opportunity. Take it. Fucking right,
dude. You
should
have did it fucking...
I didn't want to do it to
couple,
my dad.
You
should have
did it.
You then do
did
it.
It
a
couple
fuck
years
yeah.
ago. But your dad's been saying he's been tired of it.
Yeah. See, yeah, damn over
Dennis,
and over.
I wish this would have happened a couple years ago when I had some money saved up and I told
in my
you.
Head at night, went to the fucking girls game and we blacked out. I called my dad up on the phone. I was like, yo, those fucking little bitches need to sink or swim. Well, now's the time. Sink or swim. Or I'm going to sink or swim.
Wait, what happened?
We're at the Bills game. My dad called me about the van. You know what I mean? Because we had his van. When we were all arguing with Andre Reed and them.
Oh, a long time ago?
Yeah, we went to the Bills game. Blackout mode. I just need to quit talking about it and do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just do it.
Yo, I'm telling you, Dennis, right now.
It may take me like a couple months, but I'll get there.
I'm telling you right now, D. It
ain't going to happen overnight.
If you were for real about this and you needed some help, I'd be willing to help.
I got to go talk to Joe Velpro tomorrow.
I'd be willing to help as well.
Because you know how many jobs he got my dad? Wendy worked there. You know what I mean? How does Jordan know? By sending them checks, calling them.
Right.
I've worked with the guy.
See, and then
and
they,
he told
using
me,
the whole fire.
He told me when
everything.
I was out in Warren, when I did that Surefine store, that was his job. He told me, he said, if you ever want to learn anything or need any tricks or go out on your own, let me know. And I never went down and talked to him. Where I would be getting the floor calls, not my dad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You fucking get it. Do
and
it.
I know right now
it.
That Surefine floor was supposed to be done, and that was like a... Last year, I got like $2,000 to do it. And he told me at Farm Fresh it was coming up. I think Jake went and did it. And they did it without me even knowing.
I really wish the motherfucking... There was like some different kind of sport. Or I wish the kids didn't even like baseball.
Phil,
don't punish them.
I'm
right now.
I get threatened all over your face.
I mean, I don't, and I appreciate it, but don't punish the kids.
Well, there. I wouldn't punish the kids, but I ain't gonna say no word to nobody there.
Oh,
I ain't got nothing to fuck.
She's gonna talk to me and try to get me to buy tickets, and I'm just gonna look the other way. Look the other way.
I'm not. She gonna say so. They always
and
say.
If Jake pisses me off, too. I'll be like, "Yo, you better call one of your EMT friends because you're gonna need them. They're gonna be picking your ass off the ground." My family knows how I am, though. I. Oh man.
No. Did you ask?
I know.
No, you didn't. I asked.
Listen, this is what you guys don't understand. That bag right there was $20.
$20 for a bag of popcorn?
Yeah. And the only reason why I paid that much is because it was for a fundraiser for Peyton.
For what? Softball?
For a fundraiser for Peyton.
I'm really mad I missed the softball sign-ups because I really wanted to do softball.
See how dumb of a bitch she is? Did I say I quit? Put your keys
in the
mailbox. Well, she
says, continue working, or if you choose to leave, I'm trying to work with you and make a plan that works for everyone. I take it that you don't want that, so please put the keys in to the lawyer in the mailbox.
That's my 1099 job. They can't take that from
me. No, they can't. They can. If it's a 1099 job, they can't.
Oh my God, Dennis! I feel so bad for you. You're
no, she's like a super cunt, dude. And I want to punch her in her fucking face.
The girl,
wait,
the
that
skinny girl that.
No, you guys need to mind your business.
No, yeah.
Why are you going tanning, Mom?
This is bullshit, dude. Absolutely fucking bullshit. I wish I was fucking rich, dude. I swear to God I wish I was rich. Because right now what I would do is I'd go buy a fleet of fucking vans, the baddest ass motherfucking machinery as possible, and I'd hire people at $30 a motherfucking hour and not give a fuck if I lost money just to simply come in there, get the best of the best, and take every fucking job. And then afterwards, I'd hand it all over to Dennis.
That'd be dumb. I'm just adding fuel to the fire. I'm waiting for Jake to say something to me.
So, did she say she owns the company?
I guess so.
Did she say that? I would just say, I'm not talking to you no more. I'll talk to the one that owns the company. That's, I don't know.
The thing is this. They had two people down there and trained them when I wasn't around. And they had the girl do it. But when I was on vacation for a whole.
Where are you going?
Whole couple days, I ran through and showed them.
Where are you going?
What I trash. That's all they know what to do. They ain't gonna know.
No, I was just asking. I don't know where you're going.
You're going to
seven microwave stations. I don't.
You just gotta do it. Just gotta get the job.
I think it's wrong all the way around, dude.
It is.
What did your dad do? Just tell Chris, you know what? You deal with it. I'm not gonna fucking deal with it.
He said it's gonna kill him if he stays with this business no more. So he's gotta let her run it. That's what was supposed to be happening. And then it went to her head. And then now she. He got some thing, some settlement money when he was saying that all the firefighters did or something. They got a huge check for something. Something happened or something. And whether maybe their union or something, I don't know. But they got a check somehow, some way, so they got money. And when he said what they probably did is put a chunk down and he's going to make payments on it. So they really don't own the whole thing right now. Seems like to me they just want me gone. Be honest with you.
That's crazy.
I feel for you, brother.
So I just want to go take. If that's the way it is.
Go do, yes.
You
I would,
made me this way.
Yes. Yes.
But I got to go get a business license. I got to go get insurance.
The business license is cheap. It isn't all that expensive.
I'm a first-time business owner, so I guess.
I own my own business, bro. I was home. I had no money. It was like, it wasn't expensive. It was like $50.
Well, I ain't got to go SKF. It's done. My job's done. You see how that is?
What do you mean your job's done?
She had two people do it. Two new people.
For what?
Just in case if I want to threaten that.
You're going to eat that whole bag of $20 popcorn?
You know what I mean? They can replace me.
Nobody else is going to have any of it?
That's what they're doing.
That's kind of selfish.
So they had people obviously go through training and all that.
No. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Because they had to do that shit to work down there, right?
No, I'm fine. It's like a bag this big.
They don't just take anyone off the street and throw them in there and say, here's what you got to do.
That's what me and Wendy were saying.
You had to go through all that shit.
They're probably hiring people they don't even know nothing about.
Yeah, but I thought you have to go through training working at SKF. Some kind of class.
Yeah, it's this 2-hour video.
So they did all that with some other people?
I saw them down there. Why is my dad calling me?
Because I'm sure it's not random.
Hello? Well, I didn't do nothing. I hung up on her. I ain't listening to her right now. After everything that's going on. You know? Yeah, exactly. So what the fuck? You know, if they had somebody do my job Friday, what, am I fired already? Well, I don't want to sit here and argue about this right now. I don't, so I hung up. Whoopee, biggie deal. What? That's my job. I pay the taxes on it. So what, am I fired? Is that what you're saying? What did I do to her? Because I told her it depends how big her fucking head gets. Wow. Wow. I'm about to hate all you guys. Really. Seriously. Never talk to you again. The way you guys are being. Seriously. This was your plan. This was your plan. This all fucking planned out. What did I do to her? Told her I'm going to stick around till her head gets too big? Well, then fire me. I'm fired, right? All right. What do you mean I wouldn't work for her? I was going in to do my fucking job and she told me I didn't have to because it was done. How many hours did I work this week? Tell me I wasn't doing my fucking job. Just wait. Just wait. I'm going up to the labor board. Just wait. Have fun. I'll give you your keys. Wanna play fucking games with me? Wow. And they fired me like that. This is, wow. I hate my whole fucking family. Those guys, Ashley and Wendy and Trina, they're all right. I'm really taking their shit from them now.
Dirty. I told you I'd help. If you need help.
First thing I do tomorrow is I email Aerology.
Oh, can't you file for unemployment since you're fired?
Yeah.
Shit, Sunday, I'd do that right now. This is
the thing is, they're going to beg and plead for me to come back, and I'm going to be like, nah, I want like $800 a week. I know they ain't going to be able to do it. That's the thing.
Yeah, but don't let them record you denying your job, because then they could get you get unemployment taken away.
I never quit.
No, I'm saying when you're fired and you collect unemployment, and then they call to try to get you to come back and do your job back, and then you're saying no, then that's denying your job. You know what I'm saying? So if you say it, make sure you say it in motherfucking person to them and not on a telephone call. That's all I'll say. And you got to watch that part too, because they could play dirty too and say, oh, we tried to give him a job back. He refused it. So take the unemployment away. You know what I mean?
I've always said this, and now it happened. Now I ain't going to feel bad.
As soon as they got that fucking van, dude, I knew what time it was.
This might be my opportunity, but I don't know what I'm going to do.
That ain't no fucking family
unemployment.
Van.
I can't live on unemployment. I make good money, but you get maxed out at a certain amount.
Yeah.
DoorDash.
But then you got to give up your own.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because they ask you, other than self-employment, have you made over $500 a week? No. So I don't make over, I make whatever, you know, up to 500, whatever, and I collect my unemployment. So I'm following the law. I'm not breaking any rules. And when I'm going to do the same thing when I start my sales job, you know, selling those air purifiers. Because I'm not going to be getting demos a lot at first. I'm going to be advertising the fuck out of it, for goddamn sure. But I'm with Phil D. If you take the jump and you need help, I got you.
I have to.
Well, then I got you. If you need help, I got you.
I don't really want to speak to no. I have to do this.
Especially, you know.
Well, then it is what it is. Let's make it happen. Tell me what I need to do. I'll do my part, bro.
I'm not going to jail, though. I go to a game. I'm on a fucking J-Cup.
Well, don't just avoid. And let's get something started, bro. Let's start a business. You start a business. I'm here to help.
Like real bad.
Trump, stop now.
No, I get it. No, I totally feel the anger.
Okay, he knew... The fucked up part about it is he knew this all along, and he knew you were training him to take the motherfucking business.
That's why I never showed him how to wax, and that's one of the most important parts of it. I showed him how to do the grunt work, how to strip the floor and all this thing. He couldn't handle the machine. The machine is taking him everywhere. But it wasn't that good of a job we had to do on this floor. I mean, he knows how to do them, but he ain't gonna fucking take his teeth. He's just gonna rush through it. And then you're gonna have spots where it's gonna be darker and light, dark light, dark light throughout the whole floor. Because he didn't sit there and take his time to get all that up.
Well, that's why you take all the jobs, and the jobs you don't get, let them see for themselves.
Oh, I know they'll be begging me to come back, but let them
beg?
But during the meantime, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So I gotta go do this is my opportunity. I gotta look in this shit.
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do. And like I said, you need help, just ask. I'm there. I'm there for you too, Trumpsters. I got your back too, buddy. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, goodness.
You guys are a cool guy down there, so I don't know.
Down, which guy down where?
I'll just message him. I'll just be like, well, thanks for the opportunity. Just to let you know. My sister bought the business. Guess they're letting me go for some reason.
Because you built it up and they don't want to pay you what your due share. So they're going to fuck you.
Well, I'm going to start by Odo. You know by Dubbert.
Yep.
You know I know the job.
You're so insistent. Say, Daddy, let me through. He figured it out. Where there's a will, there's a way.
What?
You know what the title of this podcast is going to be, D? The Dawn of a New Era for Dennis Wilder. Fuck yeah. Because we're going to get shit going, bud.
I don't want to do it here. I want to do it in a bigger city, though.
Well, that takes...
I still want to live here.
Pepsi Cola.
I'm talking like...
Frito-Lay.
All you got to do is go get a...
You talking like Buffalo?
Like he said, just a Pepsi. You go get a Pepsi contract.
Dude, I know...
Do all the Pepsis.
I know the dude who the superintendent or whatever, something down at the Pepsi on foot. I know that dude. I bet you I could get you in there.
No, what I would want you to do is ask him information if there's somebody who goes around and does strips and wax all their floors, like in the region, bids on it, and how would you get in a bidding on it?
Okay, I will.
That's what I need to find out. So how do you go and bid on these jobs?
Talk to Paul, man. He's one with his old lady.
What?
Bid on what jobs?
It's Pepsi jobs.
Like the big jobs?
Like a Rite Aid.
You probably just go in there and fucking bring it in and talk to like the head.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Somewhere where they
because
go
if, you know what? You might go in there. You might go in there and they'd be like, you know what? We're looking for a fucking.
Exactly. Exactly. Place. You never know until you do it.
Emily's dad did that to me at Walgreens once. But I didn't think he was serious.
Even if you leave your shit, and then when the shit does run out, they're going to like, well, let's give these guys a try because these other guys fucking suck.
Yeah, just keep on going. You're going to hear no a lot.
Well, that's what
you just got to keep on going.
They just had their floors done, and he didn't like it.
Well, fucking.
He didn't know what I did for a living. He didn't even know it.
Well, then go talk to him. How long ago is this?
4 or 5 years ago.
Go fucking talk to him, bro.
He never really cared for me. He did, but he knows he thinks I'm trouble, so he wouldn't allow me to stay in his store.
Sneeze,
I know that's why he went to it.
Sneeze.
The younger me screwed me on that one. That's why I don't want to talk to a local manager. I want to talk to a corporation.
You gotta start small. You gotta start off big.
In a district, you figure, let's just say there's 21 of them.
Yeah, we're smoking in here.
That you gotta go do, right?
No.
You do 3 and 9, 7 days a week.
We don't need you digging in the
door. Okay, so then you do 4, 6 days a week, or you do 5, you know what I mean? That's all you gotta do. In these areas, you advertise for help. And what you do is, eventually, you just find somebody who's got a full-time job already who just wants extra monthly check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those type people. Extra monthly check. And
they I go say what you do.
A week.
I say what you do.
Because you don't do them every
is
day.
Is you design.
Yeah.
You come up with a name and a design and all that stuff for your company. And you make a flyers with your number and all that shit on there. And you bring it to all these places. And say, here you go.
I gotta get a shirt, so. But before you can do that, you gotta get a...
Business license.
Why?
Well...
They never asked for that shit.
He's got a point. You can start off...
And take their first check and go get all that.
Exactly.
That's how my dad did it.
Well,
you do it, especially if you get a big one. You ask for so much money in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then
just
you take
don't fuck
that
nothing
and that's
up,
like your
please.
Business. You know?
Exactly. And like Phil said, don't fuck nothing up.
But I owe back taxes now. That's the problem.
Me too. And that fucking sucks.
It's not that much, though.
Me neither. $515 or some sort of shit.
Probably owe like 25 together between state and fed. And I got 3 years I haven't even filed yet.
Smoke weed every day and just Just make shit fucking happen, man.